Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Be not weary.
Be not weary.
In doing well. For in due season, you're going to reap. Yeah. Say, be not weary.
Welcome, welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Minister Joy Lewis, and you're listening to Free on the Inside. I'm back in the studio this week, and I was out of the studio last week, and we pray that you had opportunity to hear part of the program, if not all of the program. We was over at the Granny's Place Ministry First Annual Health Fair, and we had a great time over there. We had a lot of vendors that came out, and we was a part of the Women Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I'm going to put it like that, the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we were able to pull together some health vendors from around the Metroplex, and they came out and they support that effort. And we had a great time. Ladies were being blessed. We had ladies from all over the Metroplex in Dallas County. One of the sponsors that helped support this was the Dallas Life Foundation. So we want to thank Dallas Life Foundation and their women's director, Miss Johnson, for allowing some women to come out. I'm not saying allowing the women, but she got women together. She made sure they had the right paperwork, and she made sure that they had transportation to get over there. So my hat goes off to Miss Johnson and her staff for assisting us in what we're doing. And you know what we're doing is attempting to make a difference in the lives of God's people. You know, as you log on to this program, you'll see a logo that says "Help Change a Life," but not just a life, but a life in Jesus' name, because it's only through the grace and the mercy of God that we are here today. And we realize that a lot of people are going through life, they feel hopeless, they feel lost, and they want to know what's up, what's going on with me. And we try to direct them into a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I say we try, because we do the best that we can, and then the Holy Spirit takes over from there. So we're not to beat ourselves up because, man, I'm doing ministry and I'm doing what I can, and it don't seem to be working. So what? It ain't up for us to see if it works. But what he asks us to do is to plant. Someone else comes along and water, and then God get the glory. I'd like to ask you to make note of this number here. This is our call-in number. That number is 310-982-4126. Again, that number is 310-982-4126. You two can call in and listen to the program. You can also voice your opinion on any of the guests and the comments that we're presenting on this particular program. Our phone line is lighting up. We want to thank everyone for supporting this program. We have a brother from California, Brother Thomas. He's calling in. He's a regular. We have Vera, she's calling in from Dallas, and we have a host of other people that call in from around the country, and occasionally they call from overseas. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And we realize that this show comes on at different times, at different parts of the country, but men and women are positioning themselves to hear what God is doing, not so much as what I'm saying, but what God is up to. Because each week as you log on to this program, we attempt to bring guests on that's making a difference. We attempt to bring ministries on that's effective and active in the lives of God's people. My hat goes off to Brother Raul and Sam and Joseph and Gabriel for what they're doing in the street ministry. They have two locations. One is in South Dallas near the Fair Park off of Hardwood. They go over there. We minister to that neighborhood once a week, or every Sunday from 2 to 6, because of the time changes, like from 2 to 5 now, because they give us an opportunity to kind of pack up everything, because we have a tent over there. We set the tent up and we take it down. And I always refer to that as being like the children of Israel, where they camp, they put a tent up, they worship God, they pull the tent down, then the next week they put it up again. But we're moving with a purpose. We're not just going around in circles. We're moving with a purpose. Our purpose is to change men and women's life. And we can see that change that's taking effect from time to time as God revealing what we're doing in the lives of people, and how young men, some of them have legal problems, and I had a young man to say, hey, I want to turn myself in. I want to go down here and get this right. And we prayed for him, and we prayed with him, and sure enough, he turned himself in. And so we give God the glory on that situation. We have young ladies that say that they want to go back to their families, and they have kids that they have walked away from and abandoned. And they said, give me the strength and the wisdom to go back and reconnect with my family. I know that it's a process. I know some things that I have to work through, but allow me to work through them with God, not on my own, not with my own understanding, but through the grace and the mercy of God. And so we pray on them, and we encourage them, and we support them the best we can. We don't just feed and clothe, but we give men and women information they can use. And that information is about Jesus Christ that holds all power in his hand. That information says that God is greater than anything that we can ever face, anything that we can ever be fearful of. I do a jail ministry, and I went down to the Hutchinson jail last Thursday. I go every Thursday. And we encourage those men to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and tell them, hey, this isn't just a jailhouse gospel that we preach, and this gospel is able to save and keep them when they get outside. And some of the brothers say, we talk about their fears, and some of them say, I'm fearful that I'm not able to walk this Christian walk, and I'm fearful that I'm going to start doing the same thing I always done. And then we have scriptures that kind of builds those brothers up, along with the scriptures which they had learned while they were incarcerated. And I said, brother, these scriptures are just effective out there, as they are in here. Those scriptures that give you comfort in the middle of the night, I want you to recall those scriptures when you're out there, when you can do your own thing, when you can eat what you want to eat, you know, when you can go where you want to go. But you won't do those things because God got his hands on you. So I encourage those brothers to be strong in the Lord. And we go on and on. So, and I'm saying we go on and on with sharing the gospel with the men and women. So we're very pleased with that. But this morning we have some guests that's going to come on here from our health fair from last weekend. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to the health fair, we're going to bring in some of the guests that's going to come, and they're going to share some things with us. And that call-in number again is 310-982-4126. And this is the time of year for a lot of ministries are going to the forefront and actually involved in the life of men and women that seem to be misplaced and seem to be out of the loop of society. So our hat goes out to all those ministries that goes down and feed and clothe and the ministry that adopt families for this time of year. But we realize that it's more than just this time of year. So it's a year-long thing, but we're not enable men and women. We're to encourage them to be strong in the Lord and also get them information that help them get out of that situation. So, but for the ministry I'm a part of, we'll do juvenile ministry also. And next weekend, which is November the 11th, at 11 o'clock, we're going to go over to the Cottrell House. That's over in the South Dallas area off of Buckner. And that address is 7929 Military Parkway. It's on the it's right there off of Military Parkway and Syene Road, called Cottrell House. We're going to be serving our young men over there lunch and also sharing the gospel with them. We're going to put together a program over there for our young men. This is a halfway house for young men that's about ready to be released and back with their families. These young men, they're all under the age of 17. And so we're going to go over there and we're going to share with them, and we're going to put together some hygiene kits to help support what they're doing over there. And we're going to encourage our young men to continue to be strong in the Lord. And also with this Thanksgiving dinner, their families are going to come out also. And so it's a perfect opportunity for us to reconnect them with their families and let them know that, hey, even though their kids may be incarcerated, that they're not to lose hope, to let them know that they're not bad parents. And if they see their kids changing, maybe they'll change. And if the kids see the parents changing, maybe they'll change. It's a twofold ministry there. So we want to be mindful of that. And so we're asking for our volunteers to put together some hygiene kits, which consist of toothbrush, toothpaste, some socks, T-shirts, and stuff of that nature. No razor blades, no sharp objects, but we just want to take care of our young men with the hygiene kits with some liquid soap and things of that nature. And a lot of those hygiene kits are being used for when the young man's ready to get out, because that's only a temporary shelter for them. Those young men that's in the Cottrell house is on the verge of getting out. And so as they get ready to get out, we want to give them something, also some household appliances also to help them. But right now we're going to have some interviews from the health fair that was at the Free Will Baptist Church last weekend. And we're going to have a couple of guests that's going to come on. These are pre-recorded interviews, so we pray that you've been blessed by what you hear. Then next year we're going to have another one, so we encourage you to come on out. We had a great time in spite of the weather. The vendors was out and the people was out, and everyone said that it was well presented, and everyone received all the information that concerning the health fair. We had people there from the local colleges. We had some students there from a Concord Medical Institute, which is a trade school, and they would encourage people to take possession of their health issues. And so now we're going to have Beverly Beasley is going to come up, and she's going to share with us what's going on. And after her, we have another interview that I come back with you, and we'll follow up on all these are pre-recorded interviews. So sit back and enjoy.
It's 1415 West Wheatland Road. Zip code is 75116. We're at Wheatland and Clark Road. We'll be here till 12 o'clock. Parkland is doing some mammograms free for women without insurance, and those with insurance, they'll take their insurance card. We've got South Texas Dental here and BMVA Compass, Cedar Valley Community College. We've got United Healthcare. We've got Ashes to Beauty here giving out information on cancer, being a breast cancer survivor. We've got some students here from Concord College, and we welcome you to come on out. This is our part of our vision to be a servant to the community, and we invite you to come on out. Just come on out and talk to us and see what we're all about. We thank you, and God bless.
Great, Beverly. Before you go, sir, Beverly, you know it took quite a bit to pull something together like this, sir, and my hat goes off to you, so congratulations. We know that we have conditions here in Dallas, Texas, but yet people still came on out. So tell me how much of a joy it is for you to be able to pull something together like this to benefit the community.
Oh, it's a great joy to see all these people here this morning, to see the vendors that came out and the women that came out to get free mammograms. We know that they're concerned about their health, and it's just a blessing. This is our first health fair that we've been doing, and so we're looking forward to our next one. And so please come on out and work with us and get your blood pressure checked. We've got a registered nurse here doing blood pressure check. And so come on out and join us here today. Thank you.
Thank you, Beverly. We realize you got a lot going on, so we're going to talk with you later. All right. She gave us a lot of information here. But I'm looking at one of the flyers here. What a beautiful flyer here. What a beautiful event here. And the flyer states the Mind, Body, and Soul Health Fair. For October the 31st from 7 a.m. to 12. And we know we're at the 10 o'clock hour, so we encourage you to come on over and be a part of this great event here. We got a lot of things going on. We have quite a few vendors here, and they are doing a health assessment. They're also doing mammogram, and they also and give you an opportunity to take control of your health, because I think it's very, very important for us as men and women to take control of our health here. And here we have LaShondra Lewis is going to come on, and she's going to bring it forth to a guest that she can that'll share with us. And we want to thank you. Come on up, LaShondra, and say a few words. And make sure everything was going okay. Everything was okay. You was able to hear me? You need to check and see if everything's okay. Okay. Right. Mr. Hanboy. All right, great. Come on over and have a seat with us, sir. And thank you for being a guest on our weekly internet program. I'm the host, Minister Joel Lewis, and this is one of our on-site programs. It's a joy to be out here, you know, away from the studio and setting up and just meeting people one-on-one. This internet program goes around the world. So the people that hear you today will hear you in California, New York, in Kenya, South Africa, in the Philippines, and what you have to share with us will be a blessing overall. So please come on and introduce yourself and tell us about what you have to present to us this morning.
Well, again, I appreciate you giving I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to visit with you for a few minutes and just to tell you a little bit about myself here is that I own a company called by the name of eGrab Services, and what we do is we primarily work with HR consulting and employee benefits and insurance. But one of the things I wanted to discuss today and why I wanted to come out here was that, you know, oftentimes, especially I'm talking to the men out there, many times we don't necessarily do everything to take care of ourselves. You know, we might eat a little bit too much of the wrong food. We might do a little bit of eating too much salt. And so what I wanted to really talk about primarily was one of the things we need to look at is ensuring that we go and visit our doctor on an annual basis. You know, insurance, we're getting into the time period where the insurance, Affordable Care Act, and open enrollment period is going to begin tomorrow. And often one of the things we can do for ourselves and for our families is go and get that annual physical. One of the key things you can look at when you take an annual physical, you can look at, you get your blood pressure taken care of, diabetes, cholesterol tests, many cancer tests, mammograms. Well, none of the guys are going to get mammograms here, but colonoscopy, how to help stop smoking, lose weight, fight depression. But ultimately what it's going to do is a preventative measure to help us as men, and out there for the women too. I don't want to leave the women out. But all of us, we need to go annually to our doctors to ensure that we are doing everything to basically take care of our hair, because our body is a temple, and God has blessed us with this body, and so we need to make sure we take care of and honor him with what we do with our body. So I really just wanted to come on and introduce myself and talk a little bit more about that.
Well, thank you very much. Hey, now, give us some information on someone would like to follow up on what you just shared with us, how they can get in touch with you, and find out more information in depth, one-on-one counseling, folks.
That would be great. The best way to reach me is that you can go to my website, which is www, and it's egrabservices.com, which is E-G-R-A-B services.com. Or just give me a call. I'm more than happy to speak with everyone. You can give me a call at 972-685-9541. Again, that's 972-685-9541, or go to eGrab Services. And again, my name is Ken Barge, and I'm blessed, and I thank you for allowing me to come and visit with you for a few minutes today.
Now, Mr. Ken Barge, now tell me now, because of the affordable health package and program, now we have no reason not to go and have our health assessment checkup on a regular basis. How important it is for us, since we have insurance and the ability to get insurance, to follow up on our health issues that we may have?
Well, I will just tell you, you ask how important it is. All of us are important, and all of us want to make sure that we're here to live another day, to be able to honor God in all that we do. So I would say how important it is that it can be the aspect of life and death as a result to it. And here we give you an example. Having your blood pressure checked right now is important because it can help prevent any form of issue that you might be currently dealing with right now. I'll give you another quick example here. Back in 1998, I had an illness. It was called meningococcal meningitis. Meningococcal meningitis at the time here was something that could have been prevented had I had my shot. Now, the doctors are very adamant right now ensuring that you get your shot. But one of the shots that you have is a meningococcal meningitis shot, and that's included in this preventative measure. Now, I almost lost my life back in 1998 because I didn't have all of the correct shots and vaccines. And as the pastor can see right now, if you can see my finger, I lost a portion of my finger as a result of that. So I think it's important to, it can be a matter of life and death, but more importantly, it can increase your quality of life. So it's important to get your blood pressure checked and just have a doctor review everything about your health on an annual basis.
All right. Well, great. Thank you very much. And, you know, I'm going to talk with you one-on-one once I finish this program. But I want to be able to share some of the information that you have with other men that I'm associated with. So I think it's very important. But you made mention of having a prostate exam. It sounds scary. You know, we don't like that. That's the intrusive action there. But I think that we have to do those things. Yeah. It's very important, you know, because we realize now things ain't like they used to be. You know, I listened to a news article the other day. They were saying something as simple as a hot dog can bring about a dreadful disease. Can you imagine many hot dogs that we ate over the years and, and just a thought of just a comfort food? And now you can't even take that for granted. Not that those things would give you cannabis, but preventative measures is what we're talking about. Just like a cold. I tell a lot of people, once you get sick, there's treatment per se for it, but you got to go through it. But prior to that, we need to build ourselves up, build our immune system up, and be ahead of any illness that may fall on us. Because, let's face it, we all are going to get sick. We all are going to have things at one time or another. But in order to stay ahead of those things, they don't have to be the end of us, so to speak. So I want to thank you for what you're doing. And how long have you been doing what you're doing?
Well, I've been in the insurance and HR consulting field for the past 10 years. I started my company here at the beginning of the year in 2015, and we've had some remarkable success, and I'm just thankful that God has definitely been able to bless our organization. But one of the key things I really love to do is I love to just go out and help others. And that sounds cliche, as the meaning would say, but truly, when I really get a kick is when I see someone that gets an opportunity to either do something that's going to better them or better their family. And if I have a blessing of being a part of it, that's what I love to do. And insurance and helping people take better care of themselves is just one way we can do that here. But I will tell you, yeah, that prostate exam, that first one can be a little scary. I remember having that a few years ago. But again, I do also know I've had some really good friends here who have who caught prostate exam. They actually, unfortunately, had cancer. But it's a very treatable situation. And if you catch it early, it's something that can be very treatable. But it's important just to at least catch it early. And that's by going to your doctor.
Amen. Thank you very much. God bless you. I'll be talking with you later on, okay? What a great interview that we had there. And he was telling us about taking matters in our own hands, taking control of our health issues here. And as we go into this health fair, we're going to bring other men and women, some of them that are participating in it, some of them that have a booth set up so they can give us a proper health care assessment. And we see the chef of this house walking by. He's just saying, hello there, Pastor Terry. Thank you for opening your doors up for Granny Flays Ministry. What a great event. Come here, let me talk to you for a few minutes. Now, you know you stepped into this lion's den, so to speak. But we have Pastor Terry here. We're not going to hold him up, but we just want to hear a few words from him and personally thank him for allowing Granny Flays Ministry to put together a program, an event like this, to benefit the community. Pastor Terry, please share a few words with our listening audience.
Brother Joel, thank you for letting me speak. If you haven't heard about this before now, we're going to be here for a couple of three more hours, so come on out and enjoy the information that they're passing out. And a lot of things going on. Probably one of the biggest, most important things is the mammograms that are being given free by Parkland Hospital. So we'd love for you to come on out, and we'd love to show off our church, too. So come on out and join us. And if you don't have a church home, come and join us at First Free Will Baptist Church. We have Sunday school at 9:45, and we worship at 10:45 till noon. And so we'd love to have you come and visit here. And Joel, thank you so much. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Glad you're involved in the Lord's work here. So,
well, God bless you. Now, Pastor, you know, we are men of God. We believe in prayer. Prayer changes things. But how important it is for us to follow up on our health issues that we may have. You know, you can pray on some things, but God also leads you to a position. What do you share with that? Because, well, we know prayer changes things.
Well, obviously, you know, we do believe that. But God gave us something I like to refer to as consecrated common sense. And just as you wouldn't step out in front of a speeding automobile and expect God to bring it to a sudden stop, sometimes we shove our bodies full of things that we shouldn't be doing. We engage in activities that we shouldn't do. And then when our bodies break down, we want to know why. Well, it's because we abused what God has graciously given to us. Now, that's part of what's going on out here is they're trying to help us to know how to use these bodies of ours. The Bible teaches us that our bodies is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so it's our bodies are the vehicle through which we relate to the rest of the world. I'm looking at Joel here, but I'm not really seeing Joel. I see the house that he lives in. But Joel is a spirit that God has placed in that body. And so Joel takes care of himself. It'll give him many more years of fruitful ministry. And so that's kind of my view of it, is use your Use that consecrated common sense that God's given you.
Hey, oh, well, thank you there, Pastor. Thank you. You look like you're in good shape also. And thank you for inviting us to come out to the morning worship service. And we pray that someone that's in this area, in the Duncanville area, would be able to come on out and help praise the Lord with Pastor Terry and his congregation. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you have a radio voice, okay? Well, Pastor Terry, he just invited us to come on over. You know, we're located in the Duncanville area. And so my wife is out. She's rounding up interviews for us.
Yeah,
Oh, well, come on in, Mr. Ron. Have a seat here. God bless you. Thank you. Welcome to our internet radio program. We normally in the studio, but this is a very special event, very timely event, and a worthwhile event. And so thank you for lending your a medical team to come out and be a part of what we're doing. This is Granny's Place's first annual event. And every time you do something the first time, we pray that's not the only time. So thank you. So tell us what the people can expect when they come out here and what a benefit it is to have your medical unit to be involved in something like this for this time of the year.
Parkland is offering no-cost mammograms to women who do not have any health care coverage or have health care coverage that does not provide annual mammograms. We're providing those mammograms because that's one prevention and early detection is the number one way to prevent women from getting breast cancer.
Great. Now, when the ladies come out, what information do they need to proceed and to get this mammogram tested?
Well, the number one thing that they need is they need to be a Dallas County resident, and they need to make sure that they bring their ID with them. This program, and we also want to make sure that the women are at least 40 years of old, 30, 35 if you have a family history of breast cancer. But the primary thing, be a Dallas County resident, bring your ID with you, and make sure that you're age appropriate, 40 years old if you don't have a history of breast cancer in your family, 35 years old if you do have a history of breast cancer in your family.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Now, tell us, you know, we know that we primarily focusing on women with the mammogram, but what about men? Men, are we able to get breast cancer? I never think about it. To me, it seems like a woman's disease, but I know better. Will you please inform us about that disease towards men?
Men are able to get breast cancer. Typically, what men don't recognize is that your chest is really just breast tissue. And the larger your chest, the more likelihood you are to be successful to getting breast cancer. So actually, men who work out more and have more robust chest have a higher tendency to get breast cancer. Now, one of the things that Parkland does is we do an annual men's health conference each year to talk to men about some of those very things. This year, annual men's health conference is on November the 14th from 8 to 1 at the downtown Dallas Library. Our keynote speaker this year is a gentleman by the name of Nate Newton. And if you know anything about Nate Newton, you know that over the last few years, he's lost and kept off over 200 pounds of his weight.
Great. You know, I saw a flyer on that, and I'm glad that you did bring that up. So I'm looking forward to being a part of that event, going down and just being a participant, and also receiving what they had to offer. And, you know, we are subject to get prostate problems.
Yeah.
Let's talk about our prostate health for a moment here. We realize that this is a special event for women, but what about the prostate for men?
Well, prostate cancer is one of the primary cancers that men are more susceptible to. And one of the general ways to ensure that you're aware of what your risks are with prostate cancer is, number one, knowing what's your family history. You know, do you have a family history where prostate cancer is prevalent in your family? Number two, early detection. Talk to your doctor. Get a PSA, that's a prostate-specific antigen test, and basically all it is just a blood draw. And what it does is it allows your doctor to do a test on your blood to determine if you have the antigens in your body that says you're more susceptible to getting prostate cancer. It's a real simple process. It's non-invasive in the sense that it's not the DRE, the digital rectal exam, that most men are afraid of. Men have a tendency to not, you know, going to healthcare because of our fear. But this exam was set up so to help eliminate some of those fears that men have. So early detection, again, is the number one thing to ensuring that your health is positive and that you aren't susceptible to disease. And if you are, the earlier you detect it, the better you are prepared to be able to address the disease.
All right. Hey, one other thing before you go. This is something that guys, we share amongst each other, may not be a part of the medical field, but self-examination for a prostate. Can a man actually check himself like a woman, or is that just come on wise tale?
Prostate self-exam, you can check your body to see if there are some changes going on in your body that would actually give you an idea of whether or not, you know, you may be susceptible to prostate cancer. But the reality is you need to get a PSA. You need to go see your doctor. You need to have a PSA conducted. Now, if you do notice any changes in your body from what's normal, nobody knows you better than you. So then once we as men need to begin to think like women. Women have a tendency to believe that any health concern has the potential to be a catastrophe. That's the mindset that men need to take on. Anytime we see any changes or any concerns going on in our body, we need to have the mindset there's something catastrophic going on with me. I need to go see my doctor. So, yes, do self-testicle exams and be aware of what's going on with your body so that you can make your doctor more aware of what's going on with your body. So when those changes occur, you're aware that they did occur.
Well, thank you very much. And you said something there because a lot of times we as men, we don't want to go until it's too late. Doc said, hey, you should have been here last week, last month, last year. So I'm glad you said that because women will go on a drop of a dime. So we can say that. So it's time for men, as being the head of the house, being the provider for our family, now we need to be able to look into our own health issues. So thank you very much, and keep doing what you do, okay? All right, great. What a great interview that we had there with the director of the Parkland Mammogram Testing Unit. They have a mobile van that's out here that's on the facility at Ferris Free Will Baptist Church. 1415 Wheatland Road here. Pastor Richard Terry is the pastor. I'm going to have to wind down this program because I'm on van detail today, so I'm going to take a group of ladies back down to the Dallas Life Foundation. We want to thank Dallas Life Foundation for supporting what we're doing here with Granny's Play. They allow some women to come on out, and the women were blessed. A lot of them, they were able to get their mammogram tested, and then they were able to get some information to be aware of what's going on. And so we encourage you to follow up on your health, take your health matter into your own hands. And as we get ready to wind down here, you too could be a part of something great in the kingdom. You too can make a difference and help change a life for Christ. So that's about sharing the good news with someone, sharing with them that they can be blessed by the Lord, that they are being blessed by the Lord right now. Share with them that God isn't through with them yet. Share with them.
All right. We pray that you enjoyed the interviews that we had there with the health care providers out at the Granny's Place Health Fair. And we have the phone line that's lit up there. We pray that you were able to be empowered and impacted by the guests that came on here that told how important it is for us to be able to take matters into our own hand here. And so we have the phone line lit up here, and we have our co-hosts on the line here. We're going to bring them on. But right now we have Sister Lewis is on the line here. And Sister Lewis and a group of ladies from Shady Grove Baptist Church, they over at a women's conference in Midlothian, Texas. And so I asked her to give us a call, to give us some information on what's going on there, and tell us how God is blessing them and encourage the other women to be about our Father's business. And at this time, we're bringing Sister Lewis on. Good morning, Sister Lewis.
Good morning. Good morning, Minister Lewis. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you for being able to call in. I didn't know if you were going to be able to make it or not. We have a phone line lit up. We were planning some interviews from last week programmed at the Granny's Place Health Fair. But I wanted to take time out for you to share with us what's going on down at the Women's Conference and give us an insight and tell us how God is blessing the women right now.
Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, listeners. I am so happy to come to you this morning and let you know that we are having a glorious time in glory. We are here in Midlothian, Texas at the Salvation Army camp called Camp Habazel, and we are in the midst of having breakfast right now, and I took time out to come and tell you that it has been wonderful. The weather is kind of rainy, but it's nice, and the camp is beautiful. And our theme today is I Choose, coming from John 15 and 16. And we are here to have a good time in the Lord. Our services will start at 9 a.m., and we will go into sessions where we are teaching on different topics that we've been assigned. And it's been a wonderful event so up to this point. Last night God came in and we had a little devotional period and some praise dances from our Shady Grove dancers. And we have Hope in Christ here with us also. A bunch of ladies from Hope in Christ is here with Sister King as their first lady. She's joining. And God bless, our first lady is here this morning. So it was got her here, and she's doing well. And we ask each of you to continue to pray for us and lift us in front of the Lord today as we go forth.
Well, God bless you. It sounds like you're having a great time in the Lord. Amen. And I know that's going to be a breakthrough. That's going to be a breakthrough in Jesus' name. The women are all fired up. You know, they fired up, and they're about their father's business. And so thank you for calling in.
Amen.
Thank you for encouraging us. That means to tell us that as men, we got to be about our father's business. And
we pray
that you'll be, that you all have a safe and pleasant journey back home. And you come back and you give me a powerful testimony. Tell me how God has revealed some things to you in your life. Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, when you come with expectation, God shows up. So we are expected to have a glorious time in the Lord today. We have a speaker coming to us that is going to share with us the word of God, Pastor Ransom, and she is a powerful woman of God, and that will be at 7 tonight. But in the meantime, we're going to have a good time in the Lord. We're going to praise him like no other time.
Amen. God bless. And I know, Sister Lou, you have been studying for the lesson that you was going to bring about. Now, tell us the type of, the title of what you had shared with the lady. Have you did it yet, or is that something today, or did you do it last night?
No, I will teach at 9:45 today, starting the class, and it says, my topic is, if you know you are chosen, do you have a choice?
I like that. I like that. I tell you what, I might want to use that down at the jail ministry of the juvenile.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, thank you for calling. Go ahead and enjoy the breakfast. Tell all the ladies I said hello, and
okay,
let God do his thing.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me on this morning. God bless each of you listeners, and have a wonderful day, and I will speak with you later.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, we thank Sister Lewis for calling in and giving us a report of what's going on at the Women's Conference down in Midlothian, Texas, there at the Salvation Army camp down there. I have been down there before. That's a beautiful facilities down there. Have a lot of things going on. They have little cottages so they can all have their little private sessions there. And it sounds like the ladies are having a great time. It's time for men to be about our father business. Amen. And so we're going to put together, well, we do every year anyway. We put together a men's conference. So it's good to see the women are doing things. But we have Brother Daniels on the line right now. Brother Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, Reverend Lewis. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Hey, man, thank you for calling in, man. Man, we had some interviews from our last week's show. Was you able to listen in on some of the vendors and the healthcare providers and see what they were sharing with our listening audience?
Yes, I listened to a lot about, especially the part about, you know, you're getting these screening tests, and through you taking these screening tests, it shows that you have these specific ratio
enzymes
of having diseases, you know, and
basically,
if you keep up with it, you could have a good chance of fighting mostly cancer. If you had to fight, get one step ahead of it through these tests.
And you know what he said, something that was powerful. He said the women take their health issues seriously. And we said, oh, well, it'll be okay. I'll work through it. You know, it's time for us to start taking our health issues seriously, man. And I'm at fault, too, man. I say, oh, give me an aspirin. I'll be all right, you know. But it makes me rethink these things.
Yeah. You know, like men mostly have this macho issue. You know, we think we can fight it off. Yeah. But that's mostly a thing in the past now because, you know, medicine has gotten real smart today. And mostly with the thing about cancer, you can mostly, you know, check it. You keep it in check, especially prostate cancer. You keep it in check, you have a chance of fighting it.
And I know that he's saying it's something like a simple blood test, you know, where we don't have to go and get the prostate exam with the, you know, in the surgery or the day surgery, whatever they is referred to, but we can just get it with a simple blood test. And so less a powerful thing now. But, Brother Dad, it's been a while since you've been on here because of other obligations. I am so happy to have you back on here, brother. You know, we've been doing the show, but you know you're always a part of it. So, I mean, we talk offline anyway, so you really ain't missed nothing because you know everything that we do on a weekly basis. So, but tell us, so what's going on with you right now?
I had to take a little break, you know, in order to get my issues and stuff together. But today I want to kind of talk about something that's kind of touched me a little bit, Reverend Lewis. It's this issue. I know you are off in the juvenile system, and you go visit the kids that's in the juvenile, center. But I've been reading some of the studies and stuff that they got out about. It says 70% of the children behind the bars in America have mental health issues. And because of like you said, we got now, you got these screening tests for health, but mental health is a big thing issue too between people to have, because most of the mental issues happen to kids early in life because a lot of trauma stuff happened to them while they're kids, and most of the time when you're in school, they never get checked. And basically what you see, you call them a bad kid, you know what I'm saying? You got this kid that keeps acting up in school and fighting around. I'll give you a good issue. You know, like that police officer that got called in at school the other day?
Right, yeah, I've seen that article and read about it.
Yeah, basically it could have been something wrong with that little girl in the classroom. But through other things, she probably hasn't gotten checked for having ADA or whatever issues they got in the mind, and so it gets neglected, and what goes on through the years and through most of the teenage years, that goes a revolving door and getting locked up. First they start getting locked up in the juvenile system, like you see, you know, in and out, and then once you get a record, you get too many, you know what I'm saying? You get too many cases on you, then you go through the big boy system. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. And that's something, brother, I'm glad you brought that. That's something that we had never thought too much about as a society. We say, oh, they're just bad kids, but that they've been traumatized from a very young age, and it just goes on. A lot of times you ask them what's wrong, they say they don't know, because they don't know how to explain these things. They don't know how to work through these things, man. And that will that will restore need to be able to assist our young people in these type of efforts, not only with the gospel, but with life skills, man. Because a lot of times people just don't have no skills to navigate. They think the only skill I have is hustling. Brother, you're more than that, you know?
Yeah.
Invest some time
another
in our young
thing
people.
Too about, we have a political system right now that's really it's set up on you working and repairing the wound that you indebted to, which started off a long time ago. And most of the time, once you get in debt, you have to pay back the debtor. And Buffett, if you're a student of the scripture, it says, the Bible says, be not indebted to no man. And so being in debt and being having a criminal record, you should not be indebted to no man. So once you have worked over the system, you have paid your debt over to society, basically you are a free man. You should be, the slate should be wiped clean. Right?
Yeah, but you know, our system is not geared up like that. Once you get into the system, you seem to have this here for the rest of your life. That's why the president made a statement last week for saying ban the box. You know, those things, they hinder men and women from getting jobs that have been incarcerated or just have a criminal background. They say, hey, once I see that you've been convicted or you have a felony on you, we're not going to hire you, whether you have potential or not, or whether you had a skill level or not. We're not going to hire you. And that's a sad statement for society, because you kind of force a man or a woman or a child to continue those criminal activities. And so I'm glad that you brought that up.
Basically, it's a cycle that goes on and on and on all the way through the lives, because once you go and try to apply for a job, that box is on that application, and mostly once they see that check, you check that box, and then they automatically file 13.
Yeah.
Your trash can.
You know, Ricky, you sent me some information regarding this juvenile system. You had that information handily to share with us?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you gave me some information, man. And why don't you share a part of that, man, because it's a lengthy statement and article, man. But I also sent you a video about Life Behind Bars. You know, man, you talked about putting together a documentary for the homeless people, and maybe we'll do that the upcoming year. But these things need to be brought to the forefront, man, because, you know,
they got a petition right now. And it's a fact. They say our juvenile system is broken. And they got a petition on this fusion board. And you can punch up justice system. And it's a petition they got to stop solitary confinement. And basically, what happened when you put a person, and especially a kid, in solitary confinement, mentally, they are punished.
Yeah.
And most people you see on the street nowadays, and most people that have been incarcerated, most of the time, the reason they are really in balance like that, because they have served time and they have been put in this, they call it a hole. They put them in this box where it might be nothing but a little pot in there that you use. And you stay in there for a day, sometimes, you know, until you broke them.
Brother Dan, you said something there, because I have experienced things, not personally, but I have ministered to guys that are in solitary confinement. And I've ministered to one guy for like a whole year, man. Can you imagine he in there a whole year? He only get out one time a day. That's an hour, man, do some exercise and maybe meet with his attorney. And then when he get out to do the exercise and other things, he out there by himself. Unless he's meeting with someone regarding legal issue, he's there. He's by himself. And after a year, man, this brother got ready to be released from solitary confinement, and he said he was fearful that he hadn't been around the population so long that he was kind of leery and frightful of being around people. And I said, man, that's the kind of thing that do to you. And I'm glad you said that, because a lot of times people, you see them, they're scared, man, because they've been separated from society, and then they get back into society, they almost like a military, you said, a shell shock. Except now they're
shell
people shock. There's too many people.
People shock.
Yeah. So you said something there, man, and there's some truth to that.
Yeah. And, you know, and so what's happening now, yeah, your president, he does some good things, and he does some, you know, other things too. But basically, what's happening is there's too many people incarcerated, and a lot of people really have done things that really, you know, the laws are changing nowadays. They're changing the drug laws, and a lot of people that was locked up for something that was illegal, that's legal now. So basically what he's really trying to do, he's trying to justify himself in the legal system in order to, you know, really, you know, somebody might want to try to come back one day and try to sue him, you know. So basically what he's doing, he's releasing over 6,000 federal inmates this month. You know about that, don't you?
Right, yeah, I know about it. And they were saying that they didn't have a place to go, but I know people that have been setting up for halfway houses and temporary shelter for ex-offenders. So that's places to go, but we have to know about these. Cause Rick, when I see people that are homeless and that's on the streets saying, hey, I need money, I have no place to go, I said, brother, have you considered going here? Have you considered doing this? And they know about these things. They say, oh, yeah, I go here. I said, well, have you went there? And that just reinforces something that's already on the back of their mind. They said, if I tell them and you tell them, there must be something to it. They said, well, I need to go over there, because I done heard somebody tell me the same place 3 times. So, undoubtedly, I need to get on over there. I tell, bro, that's confirmation. Mm-hmm. If I done told you and somebody else done told you, it must be something to it.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, so, it's a word of mouth thing, and everybody follows suit, and everybody, it's like, you know where they're feeding at. That's the biggest thing, Tish, on the street. Man, they're feeding down the street, man. This other guy tell this other guy, man, they're feeding down the street. They walk down there, and they can find something to eat. Most times, a person on the street goes all over South Dallas to find something to eat.
Yeah, and they know where to go,
and
man.
They all know the feeding place.
And they call it following the herd. You know, the herd, everybody knows at a certain time. But then not only do you be feeding them, man, but you need to give people information they can use. That's also feed them. You did actually during the form of kind of like enabling. You know, hey, I just want to feed you. You come back next week, I'm going to feed you again. And you don't disable that man. He said, I ain't got to hustle for no food. I ain't got to work. I know where to go. And so that's a two-edged sword there. We have to be very careful. And we don't want to disable people, but we want to help them along the way. And Jesus said, hey, we need to feed them because if they're not, they're not going to be able, they're not going to have strength for the journey. We need to do these things in order to give people strength for the journey. If you ain't going to go nowhere, then you don't need these resources. I'm going to say it like that. But I'm helping you because I see that you want to help yourself, strength for the journey. Brother Daniel, man, we're getting ready to get on out of here. And is there any other thing that you would like to talk about, or we want to continue this line of conversation regarding our juvenile ministry? Are your take on it, man? You have grandkids, and you know people. What is our take on the juvenile ministry of men and women that's been incarcerated or formerly incarcerated?
Well, I believe that it needs to be fixed. It needs to have a system of rehabilitation, but also it needs to have a system of physical, medical rehabilitation, and not just drugs. You know, that's another thing what they was talking about on there, man. When this guy said he was taking all these psychotic drugs and basically walked around like a zombie all day. And then when he go to the doctor, he come home with a big big sack of pills, and basically they keep him medicated. And basically what you're doing, you're feeding into the system, and you're causing one problem, and then you're causing another problem. You're feeding, you're not solving the problem. All you're doing is just softening it up or medicating it, and it's basically it's not getting resolved. And some way we have to find a way to tell people. But there's another thing, too. I got another story that said most kids, or young kids right there, they feeling that there's no use for God anymore. Through our new system, everything is technology. They got this and that, and they're on TV, and everybody. Most young people nowadays are losing hope. And basically, they're thinking that we're the Christians or whatever. We're going through motions, or we're serving something. A God does not really listen to our prayers or listen to our wants and our needs right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand, and that is so true, brother.
And so, basically, the main thing when you come to a young person and you want to tell them there's hope in Jesus, and when you talk to them, most of them, you know, they get caught up on all these rap music, gold and new cars and shoes, but all that is superficial, Reverend Lewis. All that's gonna fade with time, you know. All of it fades, and when you come down to the real synopsis of the issue is that if you don't have Christ in your heart, you cannot live and cope in this world. You know?
Yeah, and that's
TV
so true,
won't
man.
Do it for you. Movies won't do it for you. Cars won't do it for you. Drugs won't do it for you. Alcohol won't do it for you. Sex won't do it for you. You know?
You know.
Basketball won't do it for you. Football, being a good football star, won't do it for you. Now, you know what's happening with a football player right now. He's our beloved Dallas Cowboys got a problem.
Yeah.
And this guy right here, he's hooked up with this issue. He said he had domestic violence. But you never hear anybody talking about maybe this guy needs he needs some kind of help spiritually. Nobody never said that.
And,
right?
And that is so true, that brother. And yeah, so and you know what? You said something about that because you know we live in the best of times and we live in the worst of times because of the technology that's available. It makes things look so easily accessible, you know, because you could be a multimillionaire and just be 17 years old. So you say, hey, I done
in
this. I don't need to care about nobody. And I'm just doing it for myself. And then, you know, you can go any place that you want. That your mind can even imagine if you got the internet. You know, you could type in stuff that me and you never even thought about. It's, kids are able to pull up things that we can, wow, man, I didn't know they had that. It's something that somebody thought of something to put on the internet, anything you can even fathom, man. And if you can't even get to it, they get you something. They get you close to it. I said, wow. And so, you know, so I tell our young man, y'all are very talented and gifted, but use your gifting and your talent for the glory of God and help somebody else along the way. You know. And so you said some things that it really you know, caught my attention now.
Amen, amen. And the following weeks I have been off, Reverend Lewis, I have done some kind of like soul searching with myself. And I have really basically I asked myself, what is our society coming to, and what is our world coming to? In fact, what is our country coming to? What will we be in the next 10 years? Reverend Lewis, what do you think will happen with America in the next 10 years? What do you think what's going to be like 10 years from now?
Brother, I hope that we draw closer to God in the next 10 years. I hope that our young men and women's eyes will be open to the power of God because they are our future, brother. You know, let's face it, me and you, we were young, once young, but now we're old. And we've never seen the righteous forsaken. Even when we didn't know about Christ Jesus, he knew about us. And we want our young people to realize that the economy, we want it to be right. But right now, the economy seems to be great for me because I have a job. I have health insurance. But there's other people that don't have jobs, that don't have health insurance. There's other people that don't have things. So I can't be mindful. It's okay with me. And so I don't feel the need of being mindful of other people because I was messed up one time. I didn't have a job. I was struggling, you know, and people didn't know it, but I was struggling with my finances, and we all do, man. So we want the economy to be equal, balanced for everyone. We want some of the laws, man. I wish some of these laws would be reversed like they did with the bags. You know how the bag law, the guy had the bag law, and then about 6 months later they reversed that law. I wish some of these laws, man, about this particular lifestyle. This alternative lifestyle.
Yeah.
I want that stuff to be changed, man, because I don't want to live in a generation where anything goes.
But if
man.
You look at it, I was watching the other day. I was watching this Untouchable thing with Elliot Ness and the Untouchables and all that. And you know, alcohol used to be illegal.
Yeah.
But everybody still did it. They hid and did it. And things got bad. There was murderers. There was gangsters. And so, basically, the government had to write it back in the Constitution again.
And try to control
it. Because it was a law that nobody loved. The people didn't want it, but the government. The people wanted it, but the government didn't want it.
Yeah.
So the same thing is happening with marijuana around there. They're voting on it. They're trying to legalize it. You know, and basically, when a law is written, it can be overturned by the people.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be overturned. So some of these things, they need to be overturned, man, just for the sake of society as a whole, man. You know, some things they need to go ahead and reverse it, but some things they don't need to reverse. This is God's business. Brother Daniel, y'all got to get on out of here, man. We got 90 seconds, man. We're getting ready to close out, man. I thank you, brother. Did you enjoy the show today?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, Jay. Yeah, I had a lot on my chest to get out of the day.
Yeah, well, that's good. But, you know, we try to bring contents and material to the show that we could use. And we have been out of the studio. A lot of times we do several shows a year out in the field outside the studio. So the quality is not there, but the content is always right on time, man. And so thank you for what you're doing. Brother Dave, I'm looking forward to you being with us and taking some pictures so we can put them up on the site. And thank you, man, for the pictures you post to the Facebook page regarding different ministries and different topics. Man, because
right.
truly
thank you very much.
What
you know, like I said, I want y'all to turn your application to that survey in too. It's on the Fusion Web Link and it's a petition about ban solitary confinement.
Okay, great. Now, if they wanted to be able to pick that up there, do you have it posted on your Facebook page?
Yeah, I got it posted on my Facebook page.
Okay, you got it posted to mine, too. So on Free on the Inside,
yeah,
you can go to it, and we are both linked there. God, we are brothers, and we are co-laborers in ministry. Brother, thank you, Ricky. Man, you better, you know, thank you for doing what you do, man, because you always add something to the show, brother. You know, when you're not able to be on here every
to
week,
my
man,
company
you're still
here
a part
at the beginning
of the
year 2015, and we've had some,
you know,
some remarkable success,
so
and I'm just thankful that God is
welcome
definitely
to be a part of what's going on. Hey, Brother Daniel, we're ready to get on out of here, man. Why don't you close out in a word of prayer, and then we'll be dismissed.
Heavenly Father, thank you today for issuing out this information on our health. Teach us to be good stewards of our money. Teach us to be love and care for humanity and the people of society. Teach us to love one another. Teach us to love our brothers. Even teach us to love our enemies. Right now, Father God, I want you to pour out your breath on the city of Dallas. Pull out to a city officials. Teach them and tell them that they have people out there that strive to want to know God. Help the people that need food. Help the people that need clothing. Help the people. Now we're getting ready to celebrate holidays, but at the same time, thank us. Let them be able to know that God is there for them. God is there for them. God is there for them. God is there to help and instruct them in these hard times. So in the name of God and Jesus Christ, we ask you to bless them. Thank you, and amen, and amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, listening audience, for being a part of today's program. You can always go back and listen to this program again on blogtalkradio.com/free on the inside. God bless you. Have a great day in the Lord until we meet again. Be a blessing to someone. Let someone be a blessing to you.
Amen. Free on the inside.
You've been listening to Free on the Inside. God bless you. Bye.